The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I just figured out another reason why I'm single.
Ooh. Okay. Let me get another sheet here.
Yikes. Are you guys keeping track of
this? Wait. Oh my gosh. I haven't looked at your profile since I updated it.
What? Oh.
What's the status?
I'm not. I haven't really.
You haven't looked?
No.
Oh,
I'll get. That's okay. You want to get crazy later?
Is that on your profile? Because
no,
we need to delete that.
She's like a dating agent or something. She does all the big level.
As
conversations.
Long as we're here, I have more than one thing to say. Then you've brought up that can of worms.
Yeah.
I need to know. Now there's two different people. How would you feel? Did I ask this the last time, but I'm asking for real because this happened a second time. I know you don't have your age on Hinge set to get anywhere near me, but let's pretend you did. Now, if it's you and me, if they suggested you, mm-hmm. I would absolutely screenshot it and send it to you and go, ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I should say who necessarily, but one person who's on the fringe of my life,
okay, mm-hmm.
keeps coming up. I don't know. I thought once you X somebody,
yeah, it's weird. They should not come up more than once, unless you like go refresh your feed, which you
but
don't.
But the poor app is like, we're trying. we're looking everywhere. Take another look at this one,
so
please.
I don't know this person personally that I'm talking about.
Oh,
but I
wait,
know.
No, I know it. You exit out of the app. You don't answer. You just exit out, and so it refreshes. That's what you do.
No, but I sometimes I've exed this person.
You
out.
Have officially?
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
And she keeps coming back.
But you've never spoken to him in real life.
So I have spoken to this person in real life. Oh. I don't have her phone number.
Okay,
I have one
okay.
of her friend's phone numbers, and her friend is actually in one of her pictures.
Okay.
So,
I see. Okay.
Would you be mad if I screenshot that, if I sent it to my friend and went, hey, the universe keeps trying to align me with your friend?
I've had that happen to me where I've been in someone's photo and they message the person and they're like, oh my gosh, I know Aaron. And then they send that to me.
Okay. Hmm. So that's okay?
Yeah. I think it's fun.
Are they kind of asking for permission though? Like they're playing it off like it's just a fun coincidence, but aren't they kind of hoping you go...
Not necessarily.
You give like a thumbs up or you don't think so?
Mm-mm.
That's how it reads to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels right.
Like a, hey, what do you think? No, but seriously, what do you think?
Right.
Or like it could just be like, oh, we could just be friends.
I tried to get this. I took clothes off this person at one point, but she just had this really dope sweater on. I really wanted to try it on.
Oh, okay. It was like, and you don't, you've never.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And then another person who. Yeah, and Hinge is literally going, this
can,
is a strong recommend. They're
do
like,
you
we
have
think you two
that
should
number?
Meet. Yes.
You can block it so they don't come up.
Why not swipe yes? Why not roll?
Because
if you match instantly? That means they, doesn't that mean that they also swipe
I don't
yes?
Know, it might just be awkward because if we wanted.
The only way to know is if you both swipe yes.
That could be so right? awkward though because there's someone who. there's someone here who comes up a lot, and
I've had someone here come up, you know, yes.
Yeah. And it's just like, no, I don't really
someone
want...
Someone here for you?
Yeah. No, stop. Very, very nice, man. Very...
Super nice.
Very wonderful. Very hot, but like, no.
Yeah. Oh, you can't.
No.
You could, though.
No.
Yes, you could. Yeah.
Why not?
Well, the whole dating coworkers thing.
Okay, so that's one thing. Okay, Kay. Shelf that. I just picked up my... whatever melon thing at Starbucks, and I realize even when some like the nice barista woman, I realize that, oh my God, Aaron's probably gonna kill me for this, I get super effeminate when I thank people or I talk to strangers. So they're like, are you Michael? And I'm like, yes, thank you so much. I don't know why I do it. And then I held the door for a pretty lady walking in, and she was like, thank you. I'm like, no problem. I can't, like, my voice goes high when I talk to strangers.
It's the customer service voice, yeah.
Why do I do that? Like, I'm undateable as that guy. That guy can is never, like, I gotta
you're dateable, but just.
I get it. No, you're right. Right. So, is it something I should practice? Like, do I need to be like, you're welcome? Like,
no, I mean, no, don't do that. Please, no.
You know, I'm like, you're welcome. You're welcome. How do I masculine up? I guess I didn't realize. Do other people have customer service voice?
Oh yeah,
that's a
yeah,
real thing
for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let me hear yours.
I do it. I find myself too. Like sometimes when I go to DJ, I keep a little fan there, but they keep it in the office. So I've done that too, where it's like, hey, could you bring me that fan,
yeah,
please?
Exactly.
I'm trying to, like, yeah. I do that. Like, because I'm not trying to be like, hey, yo, where's my fan?
Right.
Yeah.
Why do we all revert to some sort of...
I don't know. It sounds terrible. I don't want to do that.
But like, I think because I felt like there was a moment with the barista and or the person that I was holding the door for, there's a potential. I know guys who can go out and literally strike up a conversation with anybody who makes 1 second of eye contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the moment I make eye contact, I use high-pitched customer service Pee Wee Herman voice, and I have ruined any chance of ever having a meaningful conversation with that person.
You just have to talk like this.
I don't know how when it's a stranger. I just don't.
Does any of that come from perhaps getting recognized?
I don't think so.
Having a recognizable voice?
I think when I'm trying to not be recognized, like if I'm out with my kids and at Target, I do this voice.
Okay.
I talk like Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, can I help you find anything? I'm like, no.
How do
I'm
your kids react to that?
They love it because they get so tired of like, like we were just looking for an Xbox game and I was like, yeah, we're looking for like the Minecraft story, and there's and you're like, ah, oh, Jesus. No, it's just like, can we just go? I want the game, but I don't want it that bad.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I ended up dating the guy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So you were just talking about how you struggle to talk to strangers. Your voice does things you can't control.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I kind of had the same thing. And I had an incident happen where I've talked about, not in the dating sense, but I'm trying to just make friends, you know, like meet people.
Oh my God, we dropped the ball on that. I'm back to that. I'm sorry, we dropped the ball on that. You were gone, I think. Were you gone?
No, I was here. What did we call it? The
hubby hookup?
Hubby hookup.
That's right.
Or the friend zone.
Friend zone.
Yeah, they're both good.
We're gonna friend zone T-Hack. We're gonna do an event. Okay. I'm gonna make that happen.
He's used to that.
Yeah, it makes me feel more pathetic.
No, but you don't want, you're not looking for a relationship. You want friends.
No, and so this just happened. I was getting the mail in my neighborhood, and a guy who lives a few houses down, I've seen him out, and I kind of wave and stuff over the years, but I've never actually spoken to him. He was getting the mail, and he had his young son there too. So I get out, I'm, oh, this is it. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Hey. So we do that, and I see the kid is on his bike, and I'm like, hey, nice wheels, man. And the kid goes, thanks. And then he walked away, and I got back in my car, and that was the end of it. I didn't know what to do. How do you go?
You don't know how to follow up. You don't know how to close it.
I don't know how to go, I'm T-Hack, by the way.
You want to grab a beer sometime?
Yeah, what's your name? I don't know. I it's that step.
Oh, like, come on. The next step was my son, Leo. He's 4. He has this bike.
I know. And all of it makes sense. As soon as I get in my car and I'm punching the steering wheel and he can still see me, he's just walking with his son. But I'm like, I don't get what's that next.
You gotta figure out what that is.
Over the hump.
I don't know if I've told it on the air before, but like Josh, my neighbor, who for the longest time I thought was just a complete D-bag hardo.
You did. Yeah. You recorded him on your iPad.
No. That was different. That was different. Yeah. I thought he was a hardo for something else.
You talked about him on the air, though.
I talked constantly.
You did. Before you bashed him.
I talked to him. I say it to his face. It's like, he's a backer inner, and I just don't know. He's like, you got to back in sometime. It's like, yeah, but you seem like you're pretending to be CIA. No one needs to be like, I got to be able to escape fast. Just, I think backer inners are tools. Like if you go, you know, it's my favorite. We did something at the View House not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And you, for some reason, everyone who owns a truck who goes to the View House backs in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you roll in and I'm like, what? Why? What? Where do you guys gotta be? Are you all volunteer
it's
firefighters?
Easier.
It's not easier. It's harder to back in.
Yeah, there's
easier for later.
Yeah, no, delayed gratification aspect to it. I'll do the tricky part now, so when we leave, I'll just I like it.
When we leave, when I'm drunk, it'll be easier. Just kidding. Don't
drink
and
drive. Okay, we're not. Okay. So anyway, Josh got a pool put in. That's when I put my iPad up. Not to like, I put my iPad up on time lapse.
There might be babes over there now.
No, I put my iPad up to time lapse the crane moving the pool over the house because I wanted a cool video of the crane like.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Great.
Were you going to give it to him? Because you had.
I did eventually send it to him.
But you hadn't met him yet at this point.
Correct.
So you just thought it'd be a cool.
So then he rang my doorbell.
It's a very dad thing.
Well, you know, I wanted it for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very, I like it.
If I'm being honest, I had 2 iPads and a phone, all in different windows.
Different angles?
Yes!
We need some B-roll.
Yes, I have B-roll! So then he came over, rang the doorbell. He and his daughter were standing there. And he's like, hey, I'm Josh. I'm your neighbor. This is my daughter, Lex. And he handed me a bottle of wine. He's like, sorry for the inconvenience of closing the street off and stuff. And I was like, cool. And then we stood there awkwardly and he walked away.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
I did the exact same thing. I never said my name. I never said. He introduced himself. I was like, nice to meet you, Josh. Nice to meet you, Lex. I'm just like you. I don't know.
Makes me feel a little better. But why do we draw a blank at that moment? When it's time to just go, nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so. So what do you do? What line of work you in? Like all these things I heard my parents do all the time.
But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want a friend like Josh is to me now, you're going to have to suck it up. And now you have to be the aggressor. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I sat there, did exactly what you're doing, screaming into my steering wheel. I'm just doing it with the closed door. I'm like, what? You never even said your name. You were such a jerk.
Exactly.
He handed you a bottle of wine.
Yes. You feel like such a jerk.
You're such a jerk. So I went to my wine thing, grabbed a bottle, walked over to his house, and I'm like, hi, I am a complete a-hole. I did not say my name. Let's start a wine swap. My name's Michael. And then his daughter kind of whispered or something. I was like, is that Slacker? And I was like, ugh.
She did not.
She did. I think it's because her mom already knew that I was living.
Okay. So you need it.
But you're going to have to. You have to go to this man.
You have to push through the awkwardness.
But I don't even know. You at least knew he liked wine. What am I going to bring him? All I know so far is that his kid has a bike, so I could bring him some other.
Do you know
like
which house he lives in?
I do, yeah, because I wave down the street all the time. I just never said my name.
You just have to figure out what he likes. We have to low-key stalk this dude.
Yeah, when he takes his kid to the park, bring yours. Be like, oh, what a quinky-dink.
Okay, scrap all this. We're doing hubby hookup.
I need help.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
When we talk about red flags, we're talking about inside of a relationship, mm-hmm. like a mm-hmm. love relationship.
Yeah, we've got some texters that have actually chimed in. They seem to think that you are a walking red flag.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a walking
They've
red
said,
flag.
Yeah.
I saw that text too.
Yeah. They did.
Hold up. So this is
I'm
why
just
you guys
reporting.
Don't
I'm just reporting.
Hold up. This is why you guys won't give me the password to the text.
Well,
There's quite a debate going on about
that I'm a walking red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as far as relationships go.
Mm-hmm.
Were they specific?
No.
No, that was it.
But you both took it to heart and memorized it without ever discussing it to each other and chose this moment to bring it up.
You're giving off some red flags.
Okay. Please text into 51059 the non-red flag things about me. No text? Nothing? Is the text line broken?
Yeah.
These are friendship red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wanted to kind of go through them. We don't have to go through them all. Or we can go through them all if we feel like we're really doing a public service. The thing that scares me the most is off air, Erin and I basically only talked about one, and she thinks it's sort of...
I don't think it's all that negative.
If your friendship is built on gossip, that's a red flag. And mm-hmm. I could not agree more. I have been in friendships where you get together and you talk trash about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what you do.
Do you have a different... So I guess, yes, I do that as well. But
that's bad.
But our relationship is not built on gossip. It's not going to be that every single time we hang out.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Mm.
We talk about you a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Not like, all bad
when
things,
I hung
though.
Out with you and the friends you're talking about.
That you hold on.
Was
you
trash
know
tech.
That there is a big situation
that
going
matter.
On.
All we that did was trash. That totally counts.
You
all we did was trash talk. I can't call any of you my friends because all we do is trash talk.
Well, they love you.
Did you
so.
Get the? Well, I was gonna say, did you get the feeling that if you stood up, you would be next? Like
that's
would,
my thing.
They would start.
That to
start
me is
it
why
you.
It's a red flag. It may not even be a red flag because I think sometimes you just bond over something. Like you're probably friends with somebody over something stupid that you're not even all that into. But when you get together, it's like your love of bowling. Like it's
yeah,
your bowling
yeah.
friend, and you just like when you get together, you talk about it. And you're like, I don't even like bowling, but like when we get together, it's all we have.
Yeah. So I play it up when I'm with that friend.
Like, I saw it. What a strike.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't care. But it's like there are people. That's you don't have much else to talk about because you don't have hobbies, and so you get together with your girlfriends. I'm gonna name them by name if you keep giving me the little puppy dog eyes. Like all you can do is gossip. Where it got toxic for me is then it was like
you
oh,
joined
guys,
in
yeah I can't,
not a
I can't make it I can't make it tonight, and I'm just like sitting there going, oh my god, you know what they're doing right now?
Mm.
It's me.
Yeah, trash. Can you believe
they're just
he didn't make it?
Me.
Did you see what he was wearing the last time we were all
they
together?
They have not said a single mean thing about you. They love you. We even said you're part of the girl group. You've been included. Group text incoming.
I'm just saying. FaceTime me next. I want unfettered access to...
Wait, so you were trashing me?
Well...
There's a lot to talk. No, but I mean, okay. So
no, but there is something where like gossiping does bring people closer together, but it can't be your entire relationship.
So you're saying occasionally with those two.
And with you two.
You talk about, no, we're the worst.
Yeah.
We literally shut down our gossip long enough to talk about something on the air. We turn the mics off and go, did you see what our boss is wearing? We're terrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're not friends, so I think we're fine.
The next one is sort of along the same vein. Jealousy. Is jealousy in there?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's tough. It's hard to not be jealous, I think.
What
I think
me?
It's easy not to be jealous.
Mm.
I think you're lying, Tiak.
What?
Because you have a friend, and I constantly bring him up, and I apologize if it makes you uncomfortable, who is wealthy beyond imagination.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you are remarkably zero jealous.
Right, I'm not jealous of him. But I have other friends that I'm jealous of because... Just we were in more like sports together, and I was always kind of the second one, and just like stuff like that. Whereas okay. him, it's like we're not even playing in the same game. He's so wealthy.
You're right.
That
you,
it's like there is no comparison. So yeah, I just benefit from it. So I'm more thankful about it.
But those friends who you're jealous of, you don't really call them your friends anymore, right? Because you can't get over it.
I like to think I'm over it until I guess I'm not over it.
Hmm.
Okay, one of the ones that I have to skip forward to because this is me is the effort one-sided.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But which,
that's rough.
I'm always, I feel like I'm on the receiving end a lot of the effort. I'm not putting the effort out
exactly.
to have the friends.
I am that.
You're the one always putting out the invites or whatever?
The opposite.
Or the opposite. People are inviting you.
Yes. Like, I have friends who I love more than anybody on the planet. And I, like, we get together when they say. Because I just don't.
Yeah. You're not setting up the plans and you're not.
But I don't do that with anybody. It's nothing personal. I don't do that with anybody. It's probably why I suck at dating. Because, like, oh, did you want to do something?
Taking the initiative.
Yeah, I'm not the initiative guy. I'll do whatever you want and we can do it as long, as fast, as hard. I'm talking about going out to, like, putt shack or, like, whatever. Like,
I think with you, what you should try doing is just setting up a date and time. You don't have to pick the event, but just be like, hey, let's hang out. Are you free this weekend?
Are you as much an initiator as you are an acceptor?
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
And you're like me.
Hack. Yeah, I'm an acceptor. Until it eventually just kind of dries up. Then people just don't reach out anymore because...
I've got like 20 friendships that I believe if I don't water them very, very soon, they're dead on the vine.
Well, and for me, for a long, long time, because I was I would DJ on clubs on the weekend. So when all my friends would go on trips, I have to work this weekend. And I would eventually, you say no to enough
so many
trips
times,
they stop.
Yeah.
They stop. And then I'm feeling like they don't understand that I have to work. And then I'm jealous that they get to go do. And it's. And then I gossip about them, and then...
All right,
you sound like a great friend.
Send in how big of a red flag TAC is to 51059.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. So, I just need to clarify something that was said off air a second ago.
Okay.
There's a day where you don't have any responsibility. Like, you don't have the kids. Or maybe you do have the kids. Maybe the kids are in the car with you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you need, like, them out of the house kind
of
thing.
It's I don't have any plans right now. I could go do anything. We could go to the library. Or I could go to the library. I could go shop at a hobby store. I could take maybe buy a drone and learn how to do aerial photography.
I've been meaning to go to the movies. Could go do that.
Check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could go try a new, go have an app at a new restaurant. Try to wean yourself onto coffee finally. Like,
I've tried that several times.
I know, but you just buy the wrong crap. You go to McDonald's and
always
buy
ends
like
in a tummy ache.
Yeah, because you buy a 72-ounce sugar sweet thing
at
McDonald's.
The one time that he brought that in, I was like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to like coffee. And I'm like, what? That's not how you try to like coffee.
Just force it down until I like it?
No, you'll buy a 5-gallon Homer bucket full of Dutch Bros.
You were right. It did not work.
No, you could do something small and like, but what you would do is just go to a Walmart.
Yeah.
Just roll in.
Yeah. Especially if I have my son. We literally do
so
that.
So you don't need, like, I will go to a Walmart if I'm like, oh, I might need tires and mayonnaise. Well, where can I get both of those things? Yeah. Like, Walmart, right?
Right, yeah.
I love Big O, but they don't have mayo.
Yeah, right. It's their one downfall.
They're great, but man.
It's the only negative
I'm going to say this. I would never buy tires at Walmart. I would only buy tires at Big O.
Yeah.
And while they're working on my car, I can walk. There's the one I go to is Matt Story's store up in, like, I don't know if you call that Superior or like what that is, but there's like a King Supers right there. I just walk over there.
Well,
I buy my mayo separately.
If Big O started selling Big O mayo, I would buy it.
Oh, you damn right.
They'd do a good mayo.
I don't know if anybody wants mayo that says Big O on the front of it.
I think they're missing a
is
huge
that more
marketing
like
opportunity.
A Miracle Whip? Or...
Oh no. We've now. Oh no.
Love you, Matt.
Oh no. Big O is dope. I love him. My God. Okay.
Yeah, I would go to Walmart, though, especially with my son. He likes to look at the toys, and also my wife doesn't like to go to Walmart, so we go if it's just the two of us. It's so like our little our
given
place.
Given the number of options you have on the planet Earth, in the Parker area, like you could just go hit a little trail. There's that trail right there, like not too far from Regis, where mm-hmm. you just like you pull your car over in this nice little neighborhood, and there's like little trails, and you walk around, see a little nature, see a little sagebrush,
yeah.
kind of look down into like a, it almost looks
but
like
what
a
if
quarry.
It's too hot out? What if it's midday and
yeah, and I've done
degrees.
The trails.
No, you
no.
haven't.
I've done that
Nobody
one.
Nobody
yes,
listening believes you've hiked. Nobody.
No, I've done the trails.
What is this?
It's just a little walking trail.
Okay.
It's
okay,
not a hike.
It. Okay, so.
You said it's over by Regis. There's not a mountain over there.
No, but it's east. Kind of an open space, and it's kind of a fun little hike. And it's more mountainy than not. Okay. Okay. Here's all I'm saying. Why? Like, I understand. Okay, there's toys for your kid. But mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. And then they have like, they have great candles for my wife. I'll pick up a candle. I'll look at the flowers, like the outdoor section, maybe get some plants, some potters.
Have you heard of Target?
Yeah, but
Target doesn't have plants like that, so.
They don't. And Target is a little.
Is a little what?
I.
Take it back, whatever your next word is. Take it back.
I'm not good enough for Target.
Fact.
Don't take it back.
I feel like an imposter. They know when I walk in, they're like, that's a Walmart guy. And he's pretending he's
in. Oh, come on.
I love Target too. I'll do a lap around Target. That's probably number two.
You literally, what started this entire section of radio that you're hearing right now is that was TX. And it's like, yeah, you know, you guys take a lap around Walmart. I'm like, what? Like, just
take a lap. Yeah, see what they got. They rearrange every once in a while.
They got what Walmart has. All Walmart.
Why don't you like do a lap inside Park Meadows?
Yeah.
I was a big mall lapper back in the day. But it just got hard with kids when they were young, and Park Meadows is usually very busy. So
no,
it's not.
It can be, yeah.
It really is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Even I think malls are making a comeback.
No, they only appear busy because everybody's clumping up to avoid the kiosk people. Like, I truly believe malls are not that busy. But like,
there is one kiosk that I do want to go to. Side note.
What?
They do like a zoomed in picture of your eye. It's so cool.
Why would you want that?
Because it's like, it's the really detailed, I don't know, I have pretty eyes. Let me look at them.
They'll do that at Walmart.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It is other people's problems. We take them on and probably make them worse. Seconds ago, TX described to me what this one is about, and it went right through me. So what is it about?
Erica needs to know whether she should stick to the girl code, sister code, or blow it all up.
Okay. Erica.
Yes.
What's your dilemma? We can make it worse.
Sorry, yai.
Yai.
My sister got engaged. She's really excited to get married.
Okay.
And while they were still dating, but before they were engaged, we were recently on a girls' trip with her and her, like, a few of her friends.
Okay.
And she was really flirty with guys when we go out, and one of the nights of the trip, she did not come back to the Airbnb because she went home with a guy she met at one of the bars we were at.
Okay. Mm.
And my sister's fiance is like a really, really nice guy. He's a good guy. And I just feel like now that they're engaged, somebody should tell him what happened, but I want to have my sister's back. Like, I don't want to step in. But she's not being honest with her fiance. And I don't know. Should I step in? Like, I'm going back and forth.
Okay. I want to make triply sure. You're 100% sure. Well, I mean, her even going with somebody is bad, but you're 100% sure
that something happened.
They boinked.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Does it matter that they weren't engaged yet to anyone in the room?
No. No.
Because you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she should tell him.
She should tell him.
Yeah, I think so. Otherwise, she's covering for something bad. And you didn't do anything bad, right, Erica?
No, I didn't. No.
So you want to be on the good side?
Who are you? Okay. What? Who's your loyalty to?
To the guy who didn't do anything wrong.
What about your own sibling?
But he's her new brother.
Not for long. Not if you tell.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he deserve to know?
Sure, but not from Erica, I don't think. I do think he needs to know. I think it's unfair. He stayed on a path of the relationship. He probably wouldn't have asked her to marry him, knowing she's a girl trip tramp.
I was going to say she's a what?
Well, I mean, women, men, you're allowed to be promiscuous if you want, but like, you shouldn't be in a committed relationship then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I think Erica needs to stop the committed relationship. It's going to get even worse if they're going to get married and he doesn't know. Like, and then you're going to know this forever.
And then she kind of thinks that she can get away with it.
Yo.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I'm not the guy who thinks she should remain silent, but I just don't, like, I don't even necessarily believe in girl code. I don't want to see somebody be a victim. I've been cheated on and it sucks that nobody told me.
Mm.
Do you know that other people knew?
100%.
Yikes. Do you have a different opinion on those people now?
No. Not really, because it's just not, I think they should have pressured her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And gone like, one, stop cheating. Two, you got to come clean. Like, you guys are about to, like, with Erica, she's going to walk down the aisle and there's like, you're lying in a church, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, you're, and I'm not that guy, like, we got God's there and it's like, rawr! Like, writing it down, like, I can't believe you did. But like, I do still think, I think your beef is with your sister, not with the dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I mean, but I'd love to hear from other people. Maybe it was just a one and done. Maybe, like,
yeah, was it, what did it seem like on the trip? What was the vibe? What did the other friends think? Were they all kind of eye rolling her, or were they like, oh, you know, Erica's sister?
Yeah, everybody wasn't that shocked. So I don't know if she's, but I mean, she was single forever. Like, she dated a lot. Like, there wasn't, you know what I mean? But I just, this was her like first, like, fully committed relationship. They've been together for a couple years and.
I don't want to be the guy who asks this question, but I have to. Do you think now that they're engaged, it's out of her? Like, maybe, I agree that it was bad, even though they're in a committed relationship, but do you think she'd do it again now that she's engaged? And even more so, would she do it once they are actually married?
I don't think so.
But you never know. It seems like old habits die hard.
Yeah, I was shocked that she did it in the first place. So I don't, like, it just kind of is like a, whoa, what?
And was this girls trip in Nashville, and was it during a time when Slacker was also visiting Nashville by chance?
I have not hooked up in Nashville.
Okay, well, I'm just checking.
But I am willing to try. Has she had a bachelorette party yet?
Stop it.
May I suggest Nashville? Send me the dates. Okay, so we're going to get you some advice. You're just torn. Do you feel any loyalty to your sister?
I do. I'm just like, I'm trying to, like, do I pressure her to tell him? Do I tell him? It's just like, I'm going back and forth and try to just keep my mouth shut and pretend it never happened.
Mm. Well, like, Erica, you're kind of putting a lot on the line too, because you might be the maid of honor in this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you blow up the wedding, then you're not going to be the maid of honor. There is no wedding. And then also, when your sister does eventually get married, she might not want you anymore.
Right. Erica, I think what TX is trying to say, you're screwed.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
Okay, hang on. I'm a little shocked by you.
How come?
No, I mean, I understand that you don't want there to be an innocent victim. I 100% get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have siblings.
I do, yeah.
And while there's an innocent victim over there, to let that innocent victim off the hook, you have to victimize your own flesh and blood.
But I don't feel like I'm doing it. Like they T-Hack made their
wasn't the one that did anything wrong.
Right, but you're gonna expose like if one of your siblings shoplifted or whatever, you're like, there's an innocent victim, somebody got shoplifted, oh, I'm gonna tell. And it's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to.
Shoplifting is different than cheating, though.
I know, but if she's done, if she's not gonna shoplift anymore, she might be done.
But you still need to tell him about the history, be like, my sister's kind of a
I'm the guy who's been cheated on. I want to know.
Hold on.
Like,
what's the word? Is it not narcoleptic? What's the word?
Nymphomaniac?
Is that it? Where you just like steal a bunch? No.
Oh, kleptomaniac.
Thank you.
She's one of these three.
Take your pick.
She's a sleepy, slutty stealer.
You know what? I'm changing my position.
My next album is going to be called Sleepy Slutty Stealer. I want everyone to know. All right, Erica needs to know, does she come clean knowing that her sister's had a little bit of infidelity, or does she drop it, or something in between? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Erica, who's got a tramp for a sister, and she doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Well, her sister, on just a girls' trip, slept with a dude. We're assuming, but she never came back to the Airbnb, and she left with a guy.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page, right? Since then, her sister has gotten engaged.
Mm-hmm. And Erica's wondering, do I break the girl code and tell him what happened, or stand up for a
ride
liar?
Ride or die for your sister.
Who's a cheater.
Ride or die for your sister.
Who did something wrong.
I am so glad I'm not related to either of you. You got it. Sometimes you have to be a little bit of an accessory. Sometimes you do.
To like parties and letting them in and helping sneak them out, sure. But not, I'm going to hide the fact that you slept with someone else and cheated.
She didn't see it. Amanda.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I think no to telling the soon-to-be brother-in-law, and here's why. So it is not her responsibility to influence the fate of that relationship.
Like it.
So as I understand the moral compass and the pull between that decision, I think she should talk to her sister and say, hey, do you think this is this the foundation you want to start on?
Yeah, guilt her, give her that, like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed thing.
Yeah, that'll work.
God, right, that's so really stupid. That would have never worked on me.
Yeah, it would have.
No, it wouldn't have.
You're weaker than T-Hack and I.
100%, but I'm ruled by fear, not disappointment. Mad to me is worse than disappointment.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, anybody, especially a family member stepping in to potentially influence that fate, that could be the end of that familial tie too.
Yeah. For good. Play God just within your own family. Don't play God with the dude.
I guess, but he's the one that's unknowingly going into this. Doesn't someone need to help him out? Like,
does he have any siblings? Maybe they should be little private.
What if they did an anonymous message, like how they cut the magazine letters out and like?
Oh, you're right, Aaron. You haven't listened to way too many murder podcasts at all. No, you don't. What year is it? Where do you even get magazines? Kelly.
Yai.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm going to go on the record as, and no, I do not endorse cheating in any way, shape, or form. However, I shouldn't even say however. She needs to have a heart-to-heart with her sister and really find out if this was a one-and-done, if it was a dumb mistake, if she's got doubts or whatever. It's not her place to go telling somebody that they're now engaged, but they weren't engaged then. That's a place she doesn't belong, and she belongs with her sister trying to figure it out. So if her sister said it was a stupid mistake, then she needs to, what did you say, Slacker, ride the lie?
Yeah. Sometimes you do got to ride the, I mean, it's weird that I'm the one saying that, but it's like, I just don't want to be cheated on, and I'd rather know.
Exactly. You have been correct.
Correct, but I'm just, like, I would hope my brothers would be loyal to me before they would rat me out.
Yeah. I don't think it's her place to walk into this. I really don't. It's not in this situation. If this was 6 weeks before the wedding and her sister did this,
yeah,
we got another ball game going on. But we're talking about a girls' trip We're talking, they weren't engaged. And again, I don't endorse cheating on any kind of relationship. That's crap. But, you know, if it
Wait, when you say we're talking about a girl's trip, are you saying that's sort of standard operating procedure on girl's trips?
What's that? Does somebody hooks up?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Do you know how many fiancé wives I've sent on girl trips? Ah! Thank you for the call. Ksenia?
Yep.
What do you think?
I really think she should tell him because it's really going to get it off her chest. And pushing her sister won't really do anything because what if she just doesn't tell him?
Yeah, it's kind of like Erica's being brought into this one way or another. She's either going to get brought into it by telling him about what happened, or she's going to have to stand up there on the aisle as they get married and go,
that's not being brought into anything. I don't feel as strongly about lying by omission as I do. Come on, we all feel that way. You don't feel... No, okay. You know what? You can take your little judgy hmms. Jamie?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she should keep her mouth shut.
Thank you. Why?
I think, well, a bachelor, whether it's called a bachelor or a bachelor party or a girls' night out or a guys' night out, that's your last night supposedly of doing something adventurous. And
but it was just a girls' trip.
Yeah.
So they just got engaged. So she has another pass.
Probably.
And then after that, what? She just gets more passes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. After married, I think she needs to be committed. But what the sister also needs to look at is if she does tell the husband and the marriage does end, that's her fault. And her sister's going to hate her. Now, if the marriage does happen, the sister's going to hate her. So either way, she's going to lose.
Yeah,
so
butt out.
Erica can only lose.
Yeah.
Like, if she gets involved, she loses. If she doesn't get involved and the guy finds out, she loses. Like, just...
Yeah.
Mary.
Hiya.
What do you think?
I think that she should tell her sister, either you tell him...
Oh, God, the ultimatum.
Or I do. But there's got to be, like, a time period, like, a time limit, you know? Like, you have a week to tell him, but if you don't, I'm going to have to step in and tell him before the wedding.
See, but that's still getting involved to me. You're still
so
inserting yourself.
So you come over to team, no involvement. Welcome.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Dude.
They're in Austria.
I just told
that time.
You I didn't finish it. You
what?
A-hole.
You know history, don't you?
Oh my God, no. I don't know history.
Well, now you do.
Okay. I kind of want to, I've gathered us here today to talk about my life. There's a few things going on.
Yes. To talk about your life on the Slacker Show. Thank you.
Oh my God. I swear to God, Aaron, if you point that out again, it'll just be called the Slacker Show without that whole featuring crap.
Whatever.
I don't want it to be called this.
Anyways, what's going on in your life, bud?
Last night, I'm trying to make some changes. I'm trying to do some different things. I'm trying to be a leaf in a stream. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like
So you're like giving up? You're trying to give up control of your life?
Sort of. I'm trying
to
like...
You're just kind of like, whatever happens,
yes,
I'm just going with it.
Be less rigid. Like, not be...
Why?
Well, because I'm a control... Don't you think I'm a control freak?
Only about certain things.
What do you want me to say?
I've written it down here. Yeah. Read this. Yeah. I just think that me being in charge hasn't worked so well. Right?
Okay.
I don't know. Do you feel that way, really? You don't feel like that's... Isn't that life? The ups and the downs and the...
Ins and the outs.
Are you questioning if you are the main character in
your
own life?
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm saying that if all of my instincts are wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Do you think that they're wrong? Like, you got to where you are because you followed your instincts, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about maybe in my personal life.
Oh, like okay, those are wrong.
So... Yeah. I mean, we have meetings and different things we do on any given night, or I'll meet with clients or with, you know, children's hospital, like whatever. I just do different things. And then, like, I had some time last night and I'm just like, clear your head and do the next thing that, like, be the leaf.
Okay.
And just do the next thing.
Really? Kind of like a yes man or something.
Sort of.
And just.
And I'm hungry. At this point, I'm like, ah, man, I'm kind of hungry. Like, what do I want to eat that's near my. Like, I got to get some food before I go to bed, like, before I wind down for the evening. And I'm going to do something, like, with the TV or whatever. And I'm like, and I see the McDonald's sign.
Mm.
And I went to McDonald's. And I'm like, T-Hack is going to be.
I was also at a McDonald's last night.
And it was like, oh my God, I'm doing it. Wow. I hit the app.
I felt like a kind of a shiver when I was in McDonald's.
That was me. That was me.
Someone else is
in. That was,
someone's come back to us. Who is it?
I ordered the quarter pounder with cheese, deluxe, ooh, no onions.
Nice, nice.
The McDonald's was barren at the time I was there, but I still had to pull forward.
I did too. What the heck?
So okay. I'm like, oh man, this burger's going to be fresh. The fries are going to be fresh. This is going to be great. They brought me the stuff. I go home and it still had onions on it. And I'm like,
no.
One thing. I guess for one thing. And no. The lettuce is, because I got the deluxe, the lettuce there is like iceberg and it's kind of cut similarly. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to sift through and go, is this an onion or is this a lettuce piece? Like, what am I doing here?
I'm sorry.
Be the leaf. Go
I'm being
with
the leaf,
flow.
And I was like, flick, flick, flick. And then.
That's not leaf-like.
No, no, you don't just eat it. You still
do.
Okay, you're right. You know what, Aaron? You're right. I should have just eaten it.
Yeah.
Really? You just give up that much control?
Well, I mean, I don't hate onions. I don't really like raw onions. But I also, like, oh my God, what if I end up making out with somebody? Well, I'm not going to make out with anybody at that particular point. So.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, the leaf. Somebody might.
T-Hack felt a tingle. Yeah.
If your McDonald's anything like my McDonald's.
So then I had gotten a text from somebody. I was in a text exchange and it was like, don't make me start throwing Sound of Music quotes at you. And I was like, there it is.
Hmm.
I'm going to watch Sound of Music.
That's so bizarre.
Okay, why?
Be the leaf.
Do you like that movie or something?
I've never seen that movie.
What? You've
That's
never
also
seen
bizarre.
It?
Why is that weird? You think my father built houses?
Yeah.
You think my dad is going to like gather around four boys? Let's watch.
No, but your mom would. My mom made me watch it like 1,400 times. I could almost recite the whole thing.
Wow.
I've never seen it. But here's the weird thing. How do you solve a problem like Maria? I know that song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did I know it if I haven't seen it?
Because that movie, play, whatever, has been so popular for so long.
But like, what, a radio station played that song?
No.
How would I know the music from The Hills Are Alive? I know that.
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Because it's just popular.
And
popular where, Aaron?
Do you know, have you seen Hamilton?
No, and I don't know any songs from it.
Okay, different example.
You probably know Do.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you're a music guy. So
but Do,
maybe...
Do, Re, Mi, we had to learn because it was teaching you the notes of the scale. So like in music class, you would learn that. But how do you solve a problem like Maria? I don't know. I don't know how I know that. The leaf in me was like, be the leaf. Just keep like.
You don't have to be the leaf for that one.
No, so you're mad at me for watching it.
I'm not mad. It's just that's bizarre.
While I'm sitting on my cold linoleum floor eating an onion filled quarter pounder with cheese.
I'm proud of you for watching it. What did you think of the ending?
I made it a little past how do you solve a problem like Maria.
Okay.
And then I was
but it is interesting because like, is it the Tonys that are for like Broadway?
Sure.
Ever since Eddie, what's his last name? Raymond, whatever.
Okay.
He's the MC in Cabaret at the moment. Okay. I haven't seen Cabaret either, but that's my entire For You page, and it's very similar.
Be the leaf.
I don't know where to see it.
I don't.
It's not a filmed movie.
This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do today as the leaf. What should I do now?
Finish the Sound of Music.
No, because that's
there.
You told me that's not a leaf thing. Like I have to just do the thing. The last thing I read, I was on an email and it was about, this is so weird. It's like a self-help email thing that I'm signed up for. Just ugh. And they were like, you need to have the courage to be able to go out to dinner by yourself.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
So go to McDonald's by yourself.
All right, if anybody wants to join me. No, but if I ask people to go.
There will be a mysterious long-haired stranger there as well. He'll give you a look.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a slippery slope and it's hard to talk about because Aaron's father has passed.
Oh, it's fine. I don't mind talking.
No, but it's still like a slippery slope in that like... So there's an article out about the... Like, there's so many different traditions in it as it relates to relationships. Like, do you remember... You probably don't. But, like, marriage vows used to be love, honor, respect. And then it was like, you, as a female, would have to say, do you promise to obey? Mm. Obey was one of the vows.
And it was only...
Uh-huh.
It the went female
one
said
one
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like... Hmm. I remember... the first time around getting married and the officiant saying that that was one of the things. And my soon to be wife was like, excuse me?
I'm not going to say that.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
One.
Huh. Okay.
Do you want that one in there?
Well, I guess if you were going for like a traditional, if that's the religion that you're following, then that those are the vows. And if you don't want to do that, then you would do something else.
But I mean, don't you think that's a kind of an antiquated, like obey feels like a,
and just again with it going one way. I don't like that.
I don't disagree, but I'm not like a
you're not
super
that religion
religious person.
Yeah,
so I guess
yeah,
if you're
okay.
in that, like, I don't think you can like rewrite what the religious thing is. If that's what you want to do, if you don't want to do that, then do something else.
I feel like even the religions have now sort of let go of that. Even like Catholicism and stuff have gone like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't, because we had a Catholic wedding in a Catholic church and stuff, and I don't think Angie
obey wasn't in
no
there.
No I don't no she's never said those words. Definitely.
I think maybe it went the other way.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
wait.
Day it was like
yeah. I had the veil on. Wait a minute.
What did I sign? Yeah. I don't know what I signed. So on that same vein, there's a tradition, like if we're getting rid of the antiquated traditions of getting married, obey is definitely one. Bye.
Yeah, white dresses, even those are kind of going
because you're like,
I'm not,
if the white,
I'm not innocent, like,
right?
Why?
If you want to just look real pretty and be offset from the crowd, that's that, but like
the meaning behind it does not matter
it
anymore.
Doesn't. So then the other one that's been called into question, and I realize that at some point this may happen to me because I have a daughter, is does the dude still have to come to you and go, hey, I'm fixing to ask your daughter to marry me, you know? Can I, what yeah. do you think? Is that cool? What are yeah. we doing here?
If you're asking like that, you absolutely need to ask me. Yes. So I can say no.
I mean, you have a daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a few years removed from this conversation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
As she is basically an embryo, but
right,
like,
right.
Do you want that? And I'll start there. Do you want that?
I think so, yeah. Ellie, I don't know that it's asking for your permission. I think it's so much...
That's exactly what it is.
It used to be back in the day, right? Because at that point, you were like exchanging land or animals.
There was
for
a dowry or
that,
whatever.
You
had to pay like, your daughter's hot. I'd like to deflower that. Here's four donkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you agree to these terms?
The asking price has gone way up. Just and 20 years from now, way more than that.
Okay, so, but you want to be asked.
But you're kind of, I don't know that you're asking permission. I view it as you're asking for like their blessing. You're like, I'm letting you know that I'm going to do this. And I want you to be a part of it. I want you to be on board. I want to make sure we're all like on the same page with it. And I'm not just going behind your back. So
I get that. Just be aware.
Yeah, to me, it's not so much like, hey, you! I know you own your daughter.
Your
give
blessing.
Her to me.
But she doesn't need your blessing. Do you think she needs it?
So that's why I think it's just a courtesy thing that you're like, they're like, I'm letting you know that I'm planning this.
I don't think they need it, but I think it, because if your family does not like your partner,
that's not going to stop you from doing it.
It might.
No, it won't. If your dad said no, no way. I'm just saying, like, you're like, your family's anti-tattoo, and it's like, we're gonna call your dad and your mom and go, hey, can I get your blessing on getting a full back sleeve of like eagle's wings outstretched? They're gonna be like, no way, but you're still gonna do it.
That's different.
Tattoos just as forever, in fact, more than marriages.
So I made this choice for me, but speaking from experience, my family did not like my partner, my previous one.
Really?
And I kind of ignored that. And then in the end, I was like, oh, I see what they mean.
So if that previous partner had asked for permission of your mom or your brother, mm-hmm. which would they, if someone were dating you, would it be better if they went to your brother as the male influence, or would they go to your mom as your
Probably
parent?
My mom, because my brother would be like, I don't know.
Who?
The redhead one? You know, I thought she was already married, no?
Well, isn't part of it when you're asking, if because traditionally, now we're going back to the traditions of the bride's father or family mm-hmm. is the one that pays for the wedding. So that's part of it, too. It's I'm asking you because this is going to be, so that could affect your decision. If they're not,
that's
if
you're, true.
The bride's parents
ready.
Aren't on board, well, then they're not paying for the wedding. So now that changes your plan.
That's
so now,
what this is.
So do you still want to go through with it? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you want the big wedding, like whatever's important to you individually.
The way you're speaking makes me feel like you asked.
Oh, definitely. Of course.
Cool.
What?
You didn't in either of yours? I didn't mean that in a harsh way.
You didn't?
It's
then
just...
why'd you make the serious, searing eye contact when you're like, really? In all the times you've walked?
Yeah. I just figured at least for the first one, you would have. Or the second one with them being out of the country.
I don't believe that I'm violating anything because I don't think this is his real name. But my first wife, her father went by Johnny Rocket. I believe it was that. And I'm like, I don't even know where I'd find him to ask him.
Oh.
But I don't feel like, it's just a weird, okay. Well, it's just kind of a esoteric, blah. Like, I'm not going to go, like, and I don't know that I knew they weren't going to pay if we're going there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But isn't there, so she wasn't close with her dad? Is that what you're saying?
She was in a way, like, but she lived out here and her parents lived in California.
But I don't
California.
Know that it's necessarily the dad, because when you could ask if she was really close to her mom, then you would ask the mom. It's more just, I think it's a sign that you're like, we're all on the same, I'm joining the family, you're my new mom, you're my new dad. What do you think?
So just
are we
that
good
step,
with that?
Everything else I've done with her along the way, where first time we boinked, I didn't ask. First time I asked her out, I didn't ask. First time when
it's
I asked her to move in, I didn't ask.
Hey, I'm going to take this next step because I see forever with them.
Yeah.
And also you now.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Or maybe not forever. Sorry.
I'm just saying, with lawyers, maybe 6-7 months.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
What? No.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a story out about, do people marry up or do we accept who we are and find someone on our level?
Well, I think we... I don't know. This one makes me uncomfortable because I feel like I married up and I just don't think about the other part of it, of whether what she did. She makes her own decisions. I don't know.
She was there. Yeah. I don't know.
For you to marry up, that would...
Nah, I stop it at that. I don't...
Which direction did she marry?
No, I don't know.
No, then.
That's not my concern.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to respond to that because... If I tell you you didn't marry up, am I calling your wife ugly?
No, I would...
Do you think T-Hack is... You're attracted to T-Hack.
I'm attracted to T-Hack?
Yeah.
He's attracted to me.
Oh, it's not a two-way street?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to go up.
I'm not up above you. Like, if you and I were to get together, I'd be going up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No. I would say... Whenever we are out, the one who gets the least amount of attention would be me.
Yeah, but that's just because I'm a spaz.
No, but even just getting hit, I just don't get hit on.
I know
you don't
get hit on.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And Aaron does.
Slacker does because he's slacker.
Nobody hits on me. When was the last time you saw somebody hit on me?
I didn't see it, but it happened.
That wasn't
I've
me
been told
doing it.
Right. I didn't see it, but it happened. You guys both saw it.
Oh, that one didn't count.
It didn't count
because that was down.
I don't have ones to not count.
Okay, here's my point. I always date up. Always.
I feel like I have too. I've done
And I don't know how I do it. But it's like
Do your friends agree with that?
You're going to tell me you've seen my ex-wife.
Yeah, is stunning. She, right? Yeah, but I want to know
the other ex-wife.
But I also, have I seen pictures of
her? Yeah.
I have seen pictures.
Both very good, very attractive people.
And people I've dated since my second marriage.
Conventionally very pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to know what your friends think, because a lot of my friends, I think I'm dating up and they're like, Aaron, you're blind. So I want to know.
So you think your boys, the 50% of Denver you've worked through so far, are all hotter than you?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mustache Boy, that guy, hotter than you.
You haven't seen him.
The one
You're
mustache boy.
You're just judging because he has a mustache.
No, there was one mustache boy you let me see. He sent you like a video chat on Hinge.
Oh, yeah. No, not
him. Did you sleep with that dude?
No, I didn't. Oh. So that doesn't count.
Wait, there's one guy on Hinge friends. You didn't sleep with.
Yeah.
The one. Winner!
He must be down, I guess. Okay, so, but what you were saying off the air, Aaron, is that it's unhealthy for me to think that I marry up.
Yeah, because no matter, if you think that you married up, that's the thought that's going to be constantly in your head is like, I don't deserve this person. They are way more attractive than me. What am I going to do to keep them around? And so you're knocking yourself down. And so ultimately, you're going to break up.
But don't you think it's possible that because I married up so high, I have confidence because I'm able to pull that off?
It's almost a false confidence, though.
No, because I'm like, I just keep ending up with beautiful women.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And then they end.
Right.
But if you feel like you marry down, isn't that bad too? Because aren't you kind of then your mind starts to wander of like,
yes.
Well, I did kind of marry down. I wonder if I could improve my standing.
But don't you think women marry down and men marry up?
Yeah. That's
because women marry down because it's safe. Because he's going to be so grateful to have you that he's never going to do anything.
And that's wrong. All of the
no, that's not wrong. It's a way of like,
it's always the not good ones that mess up the most.
If they get an opportunity, then they screw it up.
Yeah.
Because once an upper, always an upper. You know what I'm saying?
And then they think, what else can I get?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when I see there's a study out, it says that we kind of just marry people who are about the same level of attractiveness as us. And it always makes me feel bad for my wife. Because it doesn't,
that doesn't make you feel better? Like, don't bring her down to you. Bring yourself up to her.
I can't do that. I don't know. I feel like I married up and it's like, what are you?
This has gotten so personal and insulting that I have to stop it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a person who went to jail over a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Normally they make the phone call.
You know, just going to have to wait, Aaron.
I've got a story about, the DMV sucks, but it's nothing to split your gills over.
I don't know what this is going to be, but I already hate it.
A preemptive pun. I like it.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Come on! Okay.
Walked into a brand new DMV and he said, this isn't good enough. So he decided to...
Wait,
I don't know.
I don't like the cut of your jib!
It was literally only open for like a few hours. Okay. And he decided to take some, decorating into his own hands and started throwing carrots and fish just everywhere.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So you rolled into a brand new DMV packing carrots and fish?
Yeah.
This man had an agenda on his way in.
He keeps them on him.
Okay.
I guess you could say he didn't care at all. Like, just scale back.
Oh my God, she's going to keep going.
That was it.
They were good. They were good.
Remember when these stories didn't have to have a pun at the end of them? I don't know if I can come up with one for mine, but here we go. My story is out of Florida!
Woo!
Let's go! So there was some sort of domestic disturbance going on. Lots of violence or something. Police were called, and they realized the man who lived there was actually wanted by the police. He had a warrant. So they're like, while we're here, why don't we arrest that dude?
Funny seeing you here.
Funny, right.
Come here
so
often?
They searched the premises, but could not find him. They were about to give up when...
No.
What? They heard his cell phone buzzing from the ceiling tiles.
No. What a hiding spot.
A little more thorough search, and they were able to have him crashing to the ground and straight into the police car. So had nobody called him, he would have not had to go to the prison. So now he's in jail. He's phone thugs and harmony. I mean, phone thugs. I was reaching.
Yeah, they had to buzz him in at the jail.
They tried to reach him.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now? I want people to know that it can only get better from here.
His carrier has great community service. I don't know. It's getting worse.
All right. Those were all the stupid things we could say. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.